Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is day 5, 28 April 2025, Monday. So today is the first day of the lunar month, Chu Yi, Chou Yan. So they will be having chanting until 7 o'clock. So for us, we will at least do the morning salutation, followed by the administering of the 8 precepts to those who are taking. Those who are taking 5 precepts, you chant up to 5, then we can stop. The rest who take 8, I will administer until 8. Okay. So let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, and mindfully we shall proceed with the puja chanting, followed by the administration of precepts. And today also happened to be Chou Yan, first day of the lunar month. That's why it's very auspicious. So after the morning breakfast, when you come back, we will have morning chanting. Then after that, we will have the very special session where we will commence the taking of the Bodhisattva vow. Yeah. And during that session, I will brief you all, especially new people, and the old people can listen to it again, so that you understand the significance and importance of this decision to go for. As long as you have the faith, the sincerity and the resolve to go this way, then what you need to do is you persevere diligently to fulfill all the whatever Bodhisattva vow that you have taken. Then you need to develop the faith, sadha, virya, to bring forth the Bodhi mind, plant the seed of Bodhi deep into your nature. Means you already fulfill the first stage of Bodhi mind development, the sincere resolve and intent to go this way. Is already fulfilling the first Bodhi mind development by planting the seed of Bodhi deeply, then taking the vow, then do all the things that I advise you to do inside the yellow card. But those who don't have the card, you don't worry. The blue book, this cultivating the Bodhisattva way, can also help you. Well, it has all the things that we do following the yellow card. They are all inside. Later on, I will go through with you from page 103 onwards. So briefly, is actually fully and very well written and documented there. So from page 103 to 104, 105, and the first half of 106, that one I will take you all through so that you all can develop the understanding and the resolve, the faith, so that it will benefit you. Then after that, the actual taking of the Bodhisattva vow. This one is very important. That's why I put here, this is now the moment of truth, and we will do it with understanding, so that this vow can become very firmly established. We shall plant the seed of Bodhi by taking this vow. Then the three sets of pure precepts are actually the advice of the Buddha, but we modify it to suit our bodhisattva cultivation. The three sets of pure precept actually covers the cultivation of all precepts, because when you avoid all evil, we are understanding what constitutes evil, then you will be cultivating all virtue and blessings, leading to the perfection of them all. That means you are incapable of evil, hence cultivating all precepts. Then after that, the last set of pure precept is to cultivate and perfect all wisdom, so that you can help liberate living beings and take them all across, thereby fulfilling the first of the four basic vows of the Bodhisattva. So these three sets of pure precepts will tie in with the four basic vow practice. That's the reason why they are, or they can become very powerful and beautiful, and it will make a big difference to your cultivation. Then I continue. Now we will recite the vow. We are following the Avatamsaka Sutta format. Then later on, we will go through the whole thing. So here, after that, the format is like exactly like the yellow card. So you don't have the card, you don't worry. From there, you will be able to find them. Then when you are back in PJ or when you attend a new class, you want the card, you can take from me. So we will finish the whole thing until page 113. Okay, so that part is just for the benefit of those who are here. Okay, now we turn to page 4 of your retreat chanting book. Okay, so we'll commence the taking of the precepts, administrating the what they call three refuges. Maybe we turn to page 2. We will chant the Vandana. Before the Vandana, we will chant the salutation to the Triple Gem. Then after that, we will go through the refuges. After the refuges, turn to page 4. We will administer the 8 precepts. Those who take 5, you chant the 5. Okay? Okay. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully, we shall commence the puja chanting.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svākāto bhagavata dhammo dhammaṃ namasāmi. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghaṃ namāmi.
Okay, then we will chant the vandana, followed by the taking of refuges, etc.
Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Buddhang saranang gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Okay, you all can be seated. Then we turn to page 3. Page 4, sorry. Okay, now I will administer the precept. So together we shall recite. Those who take 5 precepts, you stop at 5. But for the 3rd precept, you are here, no different. You can chant Abrahmacharya. Means abstain from complete celibacy. You become like celibate. Means abstain from complete sexual misconduct. Yun Chan, come. We are about to administer the precept. You can join. Okay, let us prepare our mind, develop the understanding of the importance of keeping precepts and holding precept. Because precept is a source of spiritual happiness. If you keep your precept, your mind state will be very beautiful. You will have a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. Because keeping precept is a virtue. It's a meritorious action. Then when you keep precept, you will also have the condition to receive spiritual wealth. Apart from that, you also have the condition to develop spiritual peacefulness of the mind. That's why when you understand all this, you will determine to keep your precept. And keeping precept can help you avoid all evil and develop the training. The training of the mind to be ever mindful, heedful, so that you know what are the precepts you are holding. That itself will keep you mindful. That's why for the monks, they have to remember a lot. 227 monks' precepts. So all these are training rules to remind you of your duties and what you can do and what you cannot do. Where it's conducive for them when they are under training. If they don't violate all this, means they can keep to the moral discipline to develop the understanding to progress, and their virtue will help them and it will shine forth at the right time to exceed all of you, including the monks, to progress along the path of Dhamma and to live the holy life. Okay, now we will commence. Panati pata viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Then I will read the English version so that you can understand. I undertake the training rules to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. Adina dana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake the training rules to refrain from taking that which is not given. Abrahmacharya viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake the training rules to refrain from any kind of sexual activity.
Usavada virapani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
The meaning is, I undertake the 20 rules to refrain from false and harmful speeches.
Surapiraya maca pamadatana virapani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
The meaning is, I undertake the 20 rules to refrain from consuming intoxicating drinks and drugs, which will lead to heedlessness.
The 6 precepts. Vikala bhojana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
The meaning is, I undertake the 20 rules to refrain from eating at inappropriate time.
Na ca gita vadita visuka dasana mala ganda vidipana dharana mandana vibhusanya tana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
The meaning is, I undertake the 20 rules to refrain from entertainment, beautification and adornment. The 8th precept is
Ucha Sayana Mahasayana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami.
The meaning is, I undertake the 20 rules to refrain from lying down on high or luxurious sleeping place. Okay, then I will recite to you the meaning, the significance.
Imani sikata sika padani silena suganti yanti silena moga sampadan silena dimuti yanti tasma silang visode.
Then we chant together.
Imani atta sika padani adiyami Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Imani sika padani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
This morning, because of the chill, it caused the mucus to come up, but it's for a while only. After that, when the weather warm up, it will be okay. Yeah? I forgot to wrap the thing around my neck. Okay, so I read to you the English translation. These are the 8 precepts. Virtue is a source of spiritual happiness. Virtue or precept is a source of true spiritual wealth. Virtue or precept is a source of true peacefulness of mind. Therefore, let these precepts and virtue be kept and purified. Then I undertake to keep these 8 precepts. Then you repeat for 3 times. I undertake to take these 8 precepts. I undertake to keep these 8 precepts. Okay, then we rejoice. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will end the taking of precepts by chanting the salutation to the Triple Gem.
Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami.
Okay. you all can be seated. Okay, 6:40, just nice. Huh? We still have 20 minutes. So those who want to follow me up the hill, I think we can go. Is it drizzling? No. No raining? I go and check and see. Open the window and check and see. Oh, Sister Tree is online. So they, any rain? No. So it's very conducive. I think we can go up. We have to go to the kitchen door. So afterwards, we mindfully from here, we walk up. Then you take your whatever shoe along. You need to go to the toilet, you can go to the toilet. Then after that, we slowly, mindfully walk down. Then go to the kitchen area. Then I will take you up. Bring along your torchlight if you have. If not, just bring your handphone candle. Okay. 7 o'clock. 7 is meditation until 7:30. Then we have our breakfast. Then after breakfast, we have about total 1 hour. 8:30, we come back. We can slowly, mindfully walk up.
Enough. We have meditation after that. Okay. Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is day 5, Monday, 28 April 2025. So we supposed to have our half an hour of meditation. So now we will off the light so that you can have your half an hour of meditation. Okay? So awareness-based meditation. Okay. Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness for as long as you can. On the light a bit. Somebody on the light. Okay. So this morning meditation, very good. Very peaceful, very calm, very tranquil, very still. Just now I took a group of new people. Most of them are new up there. It's very good actually. A lot of things has changed. Then 6:45 we went up. Not dark. The light came out already. So no problem. Then for those who haven't been there, if you still want to go, maybe tomorrow morning, after morning chanting, no need exercise, we go straight. Okay, there's a lot of things. You can ask them. Those who go up there very happy. Brother Fong, Chan, Wai Fan, and many. My daughter also follow me. It's very conducive. That place now very conducive. They got very good nature, the horizon. Yun Chan also follow me. So we can have it tomorrow morning. Then now is time break for morning breakfast. You have your breakfast. Then after that, 8:30, come back here. Then we will have is it a morning chanting? Short morning chanting? Yeah, morning chanting, huh? Okay. Then after morning chanting and reflection, we will have another 45 minutes of meditation. Or 1 hour meditation. Then after that, prepare yourself for the auspicious ceremony of taking the Bodhisattva vow. So this one will be 10 to 10:30. And today happened to coincide with the first day of the lunar month, Chaoyan. And it's an auspicious day. So develop the faith, sadha, virya, then determine with strong resolve to plant the seed of Bodhi, then to ensure all your future coming are taken care of. Okay? So with this, we will go down for breakfast. Then later on, come back. We have the morning chanting. Then reflection. After that, prepare yourself. Okay? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.